This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the stars of the sitcom Full House will face a federal judge in Los Angeles today on bribery charges. Actress Lori Loughlin was one of dozens charged in a massive college admissions bribery case detailed by the FBI yesterday. It centers around nine coaches at elite schools around the country who accepted bribes from dozens of wealthy parents. Ed Sanderson is a college prep trainer not associated with the case. He says the tragedy is many students will lose faith in the admissions process because of these things.
They're working really hard, and they're like, hey, if anybody can cut the line and really just pay, write a big check to make that happen, what chance do I have?
An intense winter storm called a bomb cyclone threatening the central U.S. today with heavy snows and possible hurricane-force wind gusts. FlightAware says more than 1,100 flights have been canceled so far. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of Transportation Elaine Cho is flying on a Boeing 737 MAX 8 today as calls are growing to ground the planes. Governments around the world have done so after one crashed in Ethiopia Sunday, killing all 157 on board. The second crash involving one of those types of planes in just 4 months. Senate Democrat Richard Blumenthal says the U.S. should be following the lead of those other nations.
There is no reason for American flyers to be less safe than China, Ethiopia, Argentina, Mexico, and now apparently the United Kingdom.
President Trump doesn't think it's a good idea that California Governor Gavin Newsom is going to suspend executions in that state. On Twitter this morning, the president says Newsom is, quote, defying voters as the governor is giving a reprieve to all 737 inmates on death row in California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Measles continue to be a problem in the United States, but it doesn't have to be, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control is reporting that at least 228 cases of the measles have been reported since the 1st of January. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor. He has an easy way to avoid getting the measles.
If people take the MMR vaccine, their protection against measles is 97%. And we need 90% to protect the community, to get a community immunity going around, a ring of immunity. And that's why children really shouldn't go to school unless they've had that second MMR shot.
Dr. Siegel was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A Utah elementary school teacher continues to seek forgiveness for an Ash Wednesday mistake. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Teacher Mona Patterson apologizing again for telling a Catholic student to wipe an ash cross off his forehead on Ash Wednesday. Patterson issuing the apology at the Utah State Capitol, saying she had no idea the ashes were a religious symbol. Patterson refused to answer reporter questions, though, about the incident because the Davis School District has placed her on leave and is still investigating what happened. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we're all about making America even greater. Thank you for joining in. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got Michael Rubin with us, former Pentagon official, AEI scholar. Michael, how you doing?
Pretty good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you here. Well, Pelosi and the Dems are saying they don't have no stinking anti-Semitism issue, but voters, according to Rasmussen, think otherwise. They say Democrats have a growing anti-Semitism problem. What do you say?
I think absolutely they do, and the what really amazes me is the situation has gotten so bad within the Democratic Party that the Democrats were not able to rally and actually condemn anti-Semitism outright.
Right.
The way the Republicans rallied and condemned Representative Steve King's comments.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why Nancy Pelosi backed down and adopted a much broader resolution against hatred in general was because she was afraid she was going to lose the young progressives in her party, and that would be even more embarrassing. Now, it's important to remember, Bill, that when the Black Lives Matter movement arose, and many people responded by saying, no, all lives matter.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi, said, no, you've got to condemn the violence against blacks in particular. Otherwise, it ends up making the resolution worthless. And yet, when she's in power right now, what happens?
It's exactly what she did.
Yeah, absolutely. And they have a real problem, and they don't know what to do with it. I've talked to some congressmen, and look, I mean, the job of any congressman is to bring home the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a new class of young Democrats in particular who refuse to do that. They want to drive these more controversial issues. And the other thing that actually frustrates many Democratic congressmen is they look at their delegation to Congress and they say it is the most diverse in history in terms of gender, in terms of religion, in terms of sexuality, and whatever other categories identity politics comes up with. And rather than making that their brand, they're quickly becoming known as the party of hate.
Exactly. Interesting with that, with that bill that they passed, in terms of the anti-hate position they wanted to take. They wanted to hate everything except for Donald Trump. So I thought it was just, kind of interesting, the way that happened. And to your point, in addressing it the way they did, they ended up mollifying it. And I think the Democrats are going to pay a price because, for these three particularly outspoken, freshman, representatives, I mean, they're turning the Democratic up on its head. And who's going to pay the price?
Well, I think that's ultimately the case. I had the opportunity to discuss the whole situation with a bunch of congressmen and some senators and so forth. And the one takeaway I get is that on one hand, everyone acknowledges the Democrats are just driving as hard to the left as they possibly can, and this is only going to accelerate as we enter primary season for the presidential candidates. We've already had major presidential candidates stake out positions on, for example, reparations, on the Green New Deal, which promised a salary to even those unwilling to work, to stake out these extreme positions. And some Republicans will say, you know, the further they go to the left, the better, because they never win a general election. What I worry about is if they do, and
yes,
you never know. Politics is so uncertain nowadays. The damage that can be done to the American system, to the United States of America, is just going to be tremendous.
I might have a little bit more confidence to that point, Michael, if we could rely on the mainstream media, but we can't. They've been carrying the Democratic message. Now, I know that it's starting to stretch them even a little bit, and they're starting to feel uncomfortable because, they don't mind being a little left, but to be radically left like what they're doing, whether it has to do with abortion, socialism issues, reparations on down the line, these are tough issues to reconcile. And meanwhile, you've got your blue dog Democrats, your moderate Democrats, they're outside of the tent going, where do we go?
Oh, they're an endangered species right now. But actually, what worries me, apropos of the press, is when you talk to journalists or when you look at listservs or Facebook groups of alumni, for example, of the Columbia Journalism School, it's tribalism, it's groupthink in the extreme. And if anyone dares share a divergent point, it's just a pile-on. Diversity is good. This is what you have to remember, Bill. Diversity is always good unless it happens to be intellectual diversity. That's
exactly
the mantra of the press.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's quite ironic that here it is, Bill Clinton, as you recall, when he lost the midterm, made the announcement to everybody that the era of big government was over. And it's almost like that needs to echo back to the Democratic Party if there's any chance whatsoever for 2020, unless I am misreading the tea leaves here. Now they've said, hey, look, we want nothing to do with Bill Clinton. He's about as much as toxic and masculine as we can handle, and being an older white guy, even worse. So three strikes, you're out, right?
Well, it's almost amusing in a sad sort of way that because we've embraced, or the Democratic Party, I should say, has embraced identity politics to the extent it has, that every campaign will start off with an apology tour. And Kamala Harris has had to apologize for her past statements. Cory Booker has. Joe Biden, even before he's announced for his presidential campaign, had to apologize for saying that Vice President Pence, one-on-one, was a very nice guy. I mean, we have the full demonization of our opponents, but when it goes to the socialism, which poll after poll shows that young Americans aren't afraid of, what this indicates is just how much damage has been done to our education system, because just in the 20th century, 100 million people have been killed by this ideology, and most Americans simply don't recognize it. What you look at a place like Venezuela, which these triad of young congressmen actually support the regime, which has brought the country to the brink of starvation. When you look at it, now some Democrats will say, well, Chavez, the former president of Venezuela, and Maduro, who's the president now, or is the president that the hard left recognizes, they're not really socialists. They didn't really implement it. But when you look at Sean Penn and other hard left activists, they said they were celebrating Chavez because they saw that he was socialist. And time after time again, when we see the results of this, it's completely ignored. Or people say, no, 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 the Soviet Union just didn't do the system right. Venezuela didn't do the system right. We've got to start educating our people to what socialism is.
Yeah, it's always the same thing, Michael. We need more time and more money, right? And here it is, ironically, you've got a former trash collector, basically, in Maduro, who his people, his very people today, are eating out of the back of passing garbage trucks. I mean, this was video that Jorge Ramos captured when he was in Venezuela and detained because the president there did not like the video that Ramos was showing him.
I guess that's what we mean by redistribution right now.
Yes, exactly.
We all, I mean, it's that old Margaret Thatcher adage,
yes,
that
right,
socialism is great until you run out of other people's money. And one of the things that should be worrying many of these states is when people say, or I mean, basic questions that need to be asked. First of all, if all these social programs and all this redistribution works so well, why are the highest tax states, states which have been high tax for generations, why are they not performing better than states like Texas, for example? And why are so many people trying to flee from them? That
exactly
ultimately undercuts this notion that what we need is big government, because if big government provided better services, that's one thing, but we have ample proof that big government doesn't provide better services.
Right. Got to go to break. More from Michael Rubin after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh Christian independent, just the way you like us. Bill Martinez back with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute and former Pentagon official. Michael, to wrap up this bow about socialism, certainly I think it's been a disaster as far as education is concerned. I think professors across the country who have been putting out these indoctrinated scholars who, you know, for $50,000, $70,000 a year, they come out not all the smarter, but they've really been dumbed down, and that's pathetic.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct on this. I mean, our whole discourse in academe, in politics, has become incredibly dumbed down, and it's because so many of the people in Congress and so many of the people in academe honestly are illiterate about some basic issues. In Congress, they're illiterate of economics, and, I mean, don't trust me, just ask any congressman, and they will be the first to admit that many of their colleagues don't know the first thing about economics. When it comes to the universities, they become so detached from reality. I was always taught when I was doing my PhD that theory was for people that didn't have libraries, that didn't have the capacity to actually go out and get the facts. But what we now see among professors is this confusion of theory for reality, and they're constructing an alternative universe which simply doesn't exist.
And, of course, on top of that, let's add the whole idea of this spirit of disqualification. There's no freedom of expression on college campuses. You're bullied. And when I say that, I know it sounds broad brush, and I'm not talking about every college campus, so forgive me. I'm saying in a general context in what we're reading and what we're hearing, what's happening in the college campuses today, where conservative thought is being bullied. Well, if you're going to squelch 50% of the conversation, how less smart are you going to be?
Well, what's actually kind of interesting, Bill, is, I mean, in many ways, your question is asked and answered. Of course, the universities are becoming less smart, and if people on the left, if intellectuals on the left had any sort of self-confidence, they wouldn't be afraid of actually arguing and defending their points and winning in the court of debate. But, you know, I'm an alumni of Yale University. I went there as an undergraduate. I went there as a graduate. I used to be on the faculty there. And one of the things that's most interesting is how the donors have responded to this notion of the university as being a petri dish for social justice. Yale's had to, for about 3 years, delay its major capital campaign because, simply put, they can't get donors in line. At the same time, class gifts are declining to their lowest level ever because you got a dual problem. You got the older alumni who are looking at the university and are embarrassed by what's going on there. Education has become such, I mean, the priorities of the university are everything but education. And then you have the younger generation, which would much rather give to progressive causes and doesn't understand why they need to give to a university from which they benefited because of financial aid.
And, of course, as if that's not enough, of course, you've heard about the scandal that just broke with people gaming the system and being able to basically buy their way into college and not buying buildings but cheating the system.
Well, absolutely. And Yale University was impacted by that as well. Mm-hmm. One of the indictments went against a former hockey coach. I mean, for your listeners, I'm sure if they haven't already followed it, they know that basically what was happening was in order to give priority to or to give admission to certain people, usually the children of the very wealthy, some sports coaches said that they were being recruited for sports teams. They were actually putting them on the roster. They'd get in and that, and then they'd never show up for the sports team. Long story short, you have a whole situation, though, not just in universities, but also in government, in contracting, in everything else, where the meritocracy has gone out the window, and people have to go into, have to identify. It's a competition, A, of grievance, and a competition of identity politics. That's not what the United States was supposed to be about. We were built on individual opportunity, not on whether someone was black or Asian or Jewish or Christian or what have you. And unfortunately, when you go down the slippery slope, things just look very, very bad because, I mean, how do you pit groups against each other? It undercuts the social fabric.
Exactly. Well, speaking of Israel, let's transition here just a bit if we can. Senator Lindsey Graham, who has become one of Trump's most ardent supporters as of late, was in Israel, and he reinforced his and the current administration's support for the Jewish state. And he talked about supporting the recognition of the Golan Heights as part of Israel. What do you make of this?
You know, the Israelis had, first of all, when we talk about the Golan Heights, the important thing to understand is they're basically high mountains which dominate, which separate Israel and Syria.
Right.
And wars have been fought over these. They've long been in dispute. Israel annexed them in 1981 after the Syrians attacked Israel twice. From the top of the Golan Heights, you can see, almost halfway across Israel.
Exactly.
The fact of the matter is, I've been on the Golan Heights. I was on the Golan Heights last May, and you can look into Syria the same way, and you see where the Islamic State is, you see where Hezbollah is, you see where other Iranian-backed militias are, the Syrian army. Do you really want to allow the Syrians to, A, subjugate the people who live on the Golan Heights, who rather be part of Israel, number one, and number two, have that position to spread war and chaos into Israel? The answer is no, and so what many senators are saying is, while we have Trump willing to dispense with the failed politics of the past, the failed policies of the past, we might as well do what we think is right when it comes to Israel and its security, and also just common sense recognition. Israel's capital is Jerusalem. That's where its parliament is. That's where its ministries are. We're going to recognize that as the capital. Mm-hmm. Likewise, when it comes to Israel's security, we're going to recognize the border that's been in place since 1981. And if the Syrians don't like it, maybe the Syrians shouldn't use chemical weapons against people.
Yeah, what do you think, huh? Well, I know from what you speak with the Golan Heights right there, I happen to be on top of a bombed-out complex standing next to a retired Israeli defense officer, and he's telling me, he goes, well, over here we've got Hamas, we got the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, several clicks away over here. We've got Israeli friendlies over here, and of course they've got a sophisticated system of, just keeping their eyes on the border there. And I go, and we're standing here on top of this blown out building, you know, as targets. I said, how about if we just shorten up this conversation and move on?
Exactly.
Just saying. And speaking also, I wanted to ask you about Prime Minister Netanyahu and the legal trouble that he is in, which is quite interesting. I mean, here we are, a month and a half from elections, and all of a sudden he's having to deal with this?
Well, it's a much broader issue. It's an issue of democracy in Israel. You know, I'm not a huge fan of Bibi Netanyahu, actually, but these charges against him are nonsense. And if you go beyond the headlines, the actual substance to the charges wouldn't make sense to an American audience. What he's charged with is basically complaining to editors of newspapers about unfair coverage and basically telling them that I'll help you if you help me. I'll give you access if you'll be nicer. And this is something that every single American politician does, every single European politician does. And what makes it even more interesting is they say, well, that's bribery. That's giving favors. But then the editors didn't actually give him more favorable coverage. So what it's doing is criminalizing politics. What I worry about is happening is, even though I'm not a huge fan of Bibi Netanyahu for a number of reasons, the left in Israel has roundly been rejected by the voters time and time again. And rather than try to win power through the ballot box, what they want to try to do is simply win power extra constitutionally. And this is something that has clear parallels, perhaps, to the Mueller investigation.
I was going to say, yeah, exactly. We got about 50 seconds left here, Michael. Real quick, it looks like Khomeini may be the last supreme leader of Iran. What do you see?
Well, Khomeini might be the last supreme leader. He's 78 years old. He's in ill health. And I really do think we've got to start planning for the inevitable, that when he goes, it's not clear that the Iranians are going to be able to appoint any successor. So what plan do we have in place for a provisional government? What plan do we have in place to marginalize the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or to prevent a civil war from happening inside Iran?
Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute and former Pentagon official on Bill Martinez Live. Michael, thank you so much. God bless. Take care.
Anytime, Bill.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the stars of the sitcom Full House will face a federal judge in Los Angeles today on bribery charges. Actress Lori Loughlin was one of dozens charged in a massive college admissions bribery case detailed by the FBI yesterday. It centers around nine coaches at elite schools around the country who accepted bribes from dozens of wealthy parents. Ed Sanderson is a college prep trainer not associated with the case. He says the tragedy is many students will lose faith in the admissions process because of these things.
They're working really hard, and they're like, hey, if anybody can cut the line and really just pay, write a big check to make that happen, what chance do I have?
An intense winter storm called a bomb cyclone threatening the central U.S. today with heavy snows and possible hurricane-force wind gusts. FlightAware says more than 1,100 flights have been canceled so far. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you need that worries. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, on this show, we have been keeping the focus on the border and particularly sensitive to the women who have been trafficked. They have been raped along the way. You know, it's just absolutely heartbreaking when you think of a parent and having a parent's mindset. I can't imagine what they must be thinking as they send their daughters on these hundreds of miles of a journey that they take from Central America, and they give them birth control pills and saying, here, you better start taking this because chances are you're going to get raped along the way. It is unbelievable to me, you know, for a country that says they're so concerned about women and defending their rights, how this can be so caught up in the body politic and, you know, almost muted out and ignored. I mean, and to the point that AOC is saying, hey, look, let's just get rid of Border Patrol and ICE agents altogether. Well, Rachel Bavard, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute, joins us. And she says, hey, where is the hashtag Me Too for women at the border? Right, Rachel?
Yeah, that's right. It's a gaping hole in the Me Too agenda, which I guess for anyone on the right is not that surprising. The left selectively picks their victim groups, and that is exactly how they've done it in this case. You're seeing a crisis of sexual sexual assault on the border, documented by the New York Times, the Huffington Post, PBS, Fusion. I mean, they're the legion of resources telling us this is happening, and yet the left refuses to acknowledge it. Instead, accuses Trump of making up, fake crises when this is reality, and the left is refusing to respond to it, which is a huge double standard.
Well, this is where they lose credibility, Rachel, because it's like these slogans are about, they've got about as much validity as the depth of a bumper sticker. I mean, where is the substance of the hashtag MeToo movement if you can't stand for all women, regardless of the situation?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what's, I think, shatters their credibility even more on this issue is that their mission statement, which is available on their website, says that they were founded to help women, particularly women of color and in minority communities, to empower them against sexual assault. Well, that describes these migrant women to a T, and yet you cannot find a single left-leaning politician that has come out and said, hey, we need to address this. This is a problem. Because to have them do so would have them stop demagoguing President Trump. It would have to actually have them support border security and fix our asylum laws, which is allowing this crisis to happen.
What a novel concept that we would actually fix something, right? Well, it's better that we complain about it, because if we complain, then we can raise money, we can agitate the masses and, stand for our cause. But what are you standing on? I mean, there's no substance because you're ignoring something this obvious. And, Rachel, I was reading reports that are just absolutely disgusting what happens to these women. I mean, it's bad enough on the way, to get to the southern border of our country. But once they're in the country, because they operate in the shadows, it's not like they can dial 911, get a police officer. They know they're here illegally. They've been browbeaten. They've been controlled by oppressive individuals and organizations. And if they get caught into the sex trafficking ring, as one report stated, I mean, some of these women, they're out there in these fields, and they will be used for sex as many as 20 times before lunch. They do give them a break, though. I mean, they're just incredibly compassionate. After 20 hookups, they give them an hour or so breakup, and then in the afternoon, there's another 20 more for them to look at. And what I understand, this is typical. I mean, this is happening in the United States of America, Rachel.
Yeah, it's absolutely horrific. And, to any leftist who says this isn't happening, that Trump is making this up, that he's exaggerating, no less than the New York Times put out a feature report on exactly what's happening at the border, describing these horrific instances of abuse that you describe on women as young as 4 years old, all the way up to 45 and higher. I mean, this is women of all ages that are being subject to this. And you are seeing willful ignorance by those on the left in even talking about it. And again, you will never get them to admit that it is our asylum loopholes that are causing this crisis. And the statistics on the border tell us this. You've seen a marked increase in the numbers of people showing up with families and children because they know that's preferential treatment. But the result is you are enhancing the number of people who are subject to exploitation at the border. And then by not doing anything about it, allowing these children and women to be abused. This is a problem that we can solve.
Right.
But again, you see people on the left refusing to even acknowledge it.
Well, every time the president comes up with a solution, he's a business guy, and this is the way business people think. We see problems, we look at solutions. Okay, how do you fix the problem? And at every turn, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer et al., and all the other leftist progressive interest groups are there to block logic and to make it impossible for the president to enact any kind of policy or any kind of solution to the problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Again, this is solely for the purpose of demagoguing the president. If there was an interest in solving this problem, it would be solved. But again, to do that requires changes at the border. And you've seen the Democrat Party in lockstep saying there is no crisis, everything's fine, everything would be fine. It's Trump making this up when the statistics and these horrific stories tell us otherwise. And I think it's a real shame that the United States of America cannot come to the defense of these vulnerable populations by simply fixing the laws that incentivize them to do so. But even more than that, to give Border Patrol the resources to stop this. And that's something you can't even get Democrats to agree to.
Well, the thing that's amazing is Democrats don't even want to hear the facts. I mean, Kristen Nielsen says, look, let me give you the facts. Here's the facts. And the Democrats go, we're not interested in your facts. Well, what do you mean you're not interested in my I mean, these are the facts. This isn't a Republican or well, all of a sudden now you've politicized the issue. You've negated the information, my experience here. And, oh, by the way, okay, so you don't want to hear the facts. How about if I just show you video, actual video of the people that are coming in these migrant caravans that you think are all women and children? Look, oh, my goodness, we have gang members there. There's drug, I mean, obviously drug cartel members here. It's not just women and children. Oh, a lot of single men, you know, up to teens, late teens into their 30s, which spells trouble in River City right there. But I guess, you know, common sense doesn't allow you to deduce the possibilities of this kind of danger.
Right. And it's, again, this is the Democrats are the self-declared party of facts, party of science, except when you give them the facts. And you give them the facts not only from Customs and Border Patrol, but from their veritable Bible, which is the New York Times.
Yes.
Still refuse to listen. And I think that just shows you how politicized what their agenda is. It's not about helping women and children at the border. It's not about making the border safer. It is simply about demagoguing President Trump. And that is a shame. And the suffering of these women and children sits on the hands of Democrats who refuse to even address the crisis of sexual assault at the border.
Well, Rachel, the call to action here is for the people that do get it. You know, we the people who, and I'm not saying Democrats don't love the country, but, you know, it sometimes comes down and looks that way because for the sake of politics and demagoguing, I mean, they're not helping us. They're hurting us. Can you imagine how much better this country would be running if everybody realized we're on the same team? We're all Americans here. But, you know, we need to have the silent majority. We've been saying the silent majority can no longer afford to be silent any longer. You have got to get on the phones. You've got to activate your citizenship because this is a government of for by we the people. By definition, it means that we're in charge. We cannot abdicate our positions of authority. So if you can't take 5 minutes, just 5 minutes a week, we're not saying make it a full-time job, but let your congressman, let your representatives know that this is unacceptable and keep the pressure on. And even if you are in a Democratic district, they need to hear from their constituency, and we need to bound up and do something about this partisan bickering and this insanity, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think you make a good point. Everybody has the best interest of the country in mind, but we cannot allow people to ignore a serious crisis on the border when the humanity and dignity and safety of women and children are at stake. That's a very serious issue.
Well, the fact of the matter is Donald Trump was elected president. Get over it, okay? Let's move this country forward if that's possible. I mean, I don't even know if that works. You know, I mean, try everything else. But, hey, let's just, like, let's understand we're on the same team. We're all Americans here. Let's make it work for the good of all concerned. Rachel Bavard, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Always, Rachel, thank you so much.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online.
It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Hey, coming at you just the way you like us, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all there, including our podcast. If you happen to get, you know, maybe just catch a portion of an interview, oh, I want to hear the whole, just go right there. The total podcast, the total interview is there for your convenience. It is absolutely free because we're givers. You can download it, listen at your convenience, share it with your friends and neighbors. Our gift to you. As you know, we've been talking a lot about two movies in particular that deal with abortion. In fact, tonight I am going to be at a Catholic church in Port St. Lucie where we are presenting the Gosnell movie, because one of the things that I have heard repeatedly in the church, when I ask people, have you seen the Gosnell movie? They go, no, I haven't seen it. I saw the trailer, but, you know, I have not seen the movie. I said, look, you have got to see this movie. There's a lot of political force against it, as there is a lot of force coming at a movie soon to be released. You've heard me talk with Abby Johnson on several occasions. The movie Unplanned, which is coming out the end of the month on March 29th on, I think, 800 screens and growing. And this is another one of those must-see movies. Interestingly, the rating, the movie rating industry has given it an R. I will say the Gosnell movie rated PG, but this one R. And as I talked with Abby Johnson, I said it was quite interesting that even the movie industry has figured out that abortion is violent, and that's why they rated R, is for its violence. Well, with us right now, he is the man that that Abby went to when she was, after working with Planned Parenthood as a director for some 8 years, experienced an actual abortion, not on herself. She went and helped out, and I'm out of here. I mean, what I've been told is this is not right. And she needed to talk to somebody that could help her reconcile 8 years of a false narrative. And how do I reconcile this? How do I get to the truth? And she turned to our next guest, Sean Carney, who is the president of 40 Days for Life. Sean, good to have you with us. How are you?
No, it's good to be back, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, and it's great to be talking to you again. I want to talk about 40 Days for Life, which also ties in with this movement. And as I mentioned, Sean, I have, and I'm going to go to several churches. You know, I do a lot of traveling, and I've offered churches. I said, look, I will come. I'll bring the movie. And at the point when Unplanned becomes available, I'm going to take that movie with me and take it to the churches to make sure that they've actually got in front of it. Because, you know, I guess the common sense kind of knee-jerk reaction, or at least the obvious thing would be, is something like this. People of faith, they should see this. As uncomfortable as it may seem, they need to be aware of these movies and be aware of abortion. We've just kind of gotten, you know, we've gotten casual, and we are no longer affecting the culture. The culture has affected us, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And Gosnell is very, very good. It was so well done. We promoted Gosnell. And Unplanned, you know, the problem with Gosnell that I heard from people, and it was frustrating, is I don't want to go see that on a Friday night. The guy was a barbaric abortion doctor, and everybody hates Gosnell. Planned Parenthood even distanced themselves from Gosnell. And Unplanned is different in that there are just under 700 locations across America that have a Planned Parenthood operating.
Right.
And Unplanned really tells the story of not just abortion. I think it's the definitive movie on abortion for sure. Mm-hmm. But it reveals the truth about Planned Parenthood in not a propaganda way, but in a factual way that's been documented. And so it's very well done. They also spent $7 million on Unplanned, and it shows. It's mm-hmm. very professionally done. It's an entertaining movie. And I think, you know, I lived through the movie, and so I first saw Unplanned. They screened it for me at Thanksgiving, and I was just impressed how they captured this beautiful story, and at the same time were able to share, you know, the brutal reality of abortion, but not wear out the viewer.
Right. Well, and the challenge we're dealing with, and I've shared this with priests and you know, pastors across the country, is that, you know, you have to lead out in such a way that there's not, this isn't a point of judgment. You know, this is a point of reconciliation. It's a point of pursuing the truth and really, you know, finding the Father's heart in this. So that if we can do that and be honest with ourselves and see it the way God sees this, you know, this is going to be a very personal issue. It has been a personal issue forever. And I keep saying this, Sean, you know, when I talk to women, not so much men, but particularly women, that have been involved in abortion, they will tell me, they'll say, my child would have been 13 today, or my child would have been 7. Mm-hmm. The fact that they hold that in their heart and their psyche tells you something. I mean, just because the government said it's legal, it's okay to do, doesn't make it morally right. And we bought into a big lie. 60 million babies have been aborted. We family members. I mean, right now the country is. By the way, we're dying for a labor force. We've annihilated a generation labor force since Roe v. Wade of 1973. 46 years later now, and we're complaining we don't have a labor force. Where do we go? Well, you just killed your labor force for an entire generation. For just straight facts. But beyond that is look at the psychological damage you've done to the women. And I say the men who are finding out, and you're realizing this as well, is men are growing in consciousness and awareness to realize, oh, my God, what have I done? I'm involved.
I have a lot of men that say, you know, I had a relationship 30 or 40 years ago. And I she told me she had an abortion. I don't know if she was lying, but I could be the father of an aborted child. It happens all the time, and we help those men. And, you know, what's unique, too, about Abby's story is that's where 40 Days for Life first began. It was in College Station, Texas, outside of her facility, and now it's in 816 cities in 56 different countries. But I'll tell you, Bill, 25%. Of our local 40 Days for Life leaders, these heroes that lead these peaceful vigils outside mm-hmm. of abortion facilities around the world, 25% of them are women who have had an abortion.
Right.
And it's one of the most beautiful statistics we have because it really shows what Unplanned the movie shows, which mm-hmm. is that the pro-life movement is not a bunch of religious zealots telling everybody how to live and judging everybody. It's a movement of people who have a connection to abortion, who've had
exactly.
an abortion, who've mm-hmm. done an abortion.
Yeah. Hashtag that one, huh? we can hashtag Me Too that as well, is that here's women, you know, dealing with other women, men dealing with other men, helping them reconcile to the situation, to pursue the truth when they bought into this lie. Andy Andrews wrote a book a number of years ago, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And, of course, it was about World War II and what the Nazis did. And basically it's the same thing. You just get them to buy into a big lie. And this is what Roe v. Wade did. It's perpetuated, but now we've got empirical evidence, sonogram modern technology that, again, just absolutely crushes this lie. So now, you know, Sean, what are we going to do about it?
Well, and I think it's what Abraham Lincoln said, that he doesn't fear a foreign power. He fears that we will destroy ourselves from within. Mm. And we see that it's not Hitler or Mao or Ceausescu or Stalin that is invading us. It is our own family and the dehumanization of our own children. There's never been anything like abortion in the history of the world. That we would pay somebody to end the life of our child. And just like you said, Bill, it's a huge lie. Mm-hmm. And that's why now more than ever, I think that the timing of all of this is absolutely perfect, as we have, you know, not nuts out on the street advocating for abortion and infanticide. We have senators and governors who dress well and sound nice and wear suits telling us calmly that we need to leave a baby on a table and leave her to die if she survives an abortion. Yeah. This wave of infanticide at the timing of this beautiful movie coming out on March the 29th couldn't be any better. And
yeah, I'm glad you said that, Sean, because I find it quite interesting. We were talking about this the other day, is that, you know, with what happened first in Hawaii, then California, then up in Albany, New York, with everybody celebrating, you know, the murder of late term babies. I'm unbelievable. And then, of course, then what Northam did as the governor for Virginia was like they just went nuts. And I what I'm sensing here a little bit is that the abortion movement is realizing that the day is dawning for them, that there's too much truth that they cannot overcome, whether it's the Supreme Court pressure and what could happen there. I think it's the reality of people awakening to what abortion has done. And as you say, you've got women, you know, who, hey, I've been there. I've done this. And they are testifying. They are encouraging and helping other women who have been lost. Because I'll guarantee you this, I doubt that Planned Parenthood is coming in years afterwards and talking to women and offering them any kind of counseling.
No, when you're done with an abortion. And it, you know, it's $500, 15 minutes, and then it's over. And you know, one of the problems that the abortion movement has had is that in order to really justify it, you have to deny science.
Yes.
That no longer works. We live in 2019, and the other option is to say, okay, well, it is a baby, it is a life, and we have the will to kill it because we're powerful and they're weak. And that's the attitude in the UK. But,
yes,
you know, here in America, we still uphold the dignity of the human person. All of our rights assume life. They don't even argue for life. They assume life. And, you know, the timing of this movie is beautiful. I hope everybody goes to see it. They can find their theaters at unplannedtickets.com.
Sean, as we wrap things up, got about 20 seconds left. 40 Days for Life, the beginning of the end of abortion. What you're doing here and what the teen is doing on behalf of life is awesome. Remind everybody where they can go for more information on that.
They can go to 40daysforlife.com. It's the number 40, and you can find your location. We have 377 cities right now having a peaceful law.
And my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire
their back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We all have heard.